Hello, we're here at the PSR Oval after Bangladesh have achieved a historic win against Sri Lanka, winning by 5 wickets, chasing 191 on a fifth day pitch. Issam, a lot of fighting qualities in that knock. What particularly impressed you?
Of course, the way Tamim batted, he mixed his aggression with his defensive qualities. I thought he guided Shabbir Rahman quite well. They had lost 2 early wickets, 2 unnecessary sort of shots that Shommu and I think Imrul Qais played. And then after Tamim had gone with 60 runs needed, I thought Mushfiq Rahim did what he does best. He just kept his head down and he finished it off. Shakib, of course, got out, but I still thought that someone like Musaddiq would show his ability of sort of steely nerves. He was very, very cool in that situation. He got dropped by Rangana Herath and then he went after him. So these are small things, obviously, but I think for a team that doesn't win at all, for a team that has never defeated Sri Lanka, for a team that has been ridiculed for years, I thought that this was a perfect sort of reply for themselves. I think it's not to the detractors or the critics. It's just feeling good about themselves. I thought this was that sort of a day for Bangladesh. But for Sri Lanka, it was quite the opposite.
Yeah, I think whatever goodwill that this team earned with the 3-0 from 3-0 win from Australia is significantly eroded now. But you know, I think it'd be a mistake to read too much into it, because this is a very, very good Bangladesh team. I think you mentioned Tamim's knock, which to me, I haven't seen a fourth innings knock of that quality since probably you have to go back to Yunis Khan's very, very good innings, 170 odd at Palakkale, Mustafizur Rahman's bowling yesterday just after lunch. That was a spell of real high quality. And so it's at those moments that Sri Lanka have been beaten. And to say that this would be humiliating probably would be a little disrespectful to the way that Bangladesh played as well. What they do need to do, though, is something that people have been saying for a long time, a lot of soul searching into how to improve domestic cricket. That's something that the present board hasn't shown that they have an appetite to do. They're carrying on in the same sort of dysfunctional way that previous boards have carried on it with. And that's where the real improvement has got to come for Sri Lankan cricket. Otherwise, they're going to keep coming up with defeats like this. Bangladesh, though, you know, there were great scenes. A few fans had travelled from Bangladesh as well. What was the mood like after the win? Can you describe a little bit of the celebrations that you came down to see?
Yeah, I just came down to the dressing room area. The thing is, when Bangladesh wins in Mirpur, normally, there's a lot of noise. So you can't actually hear what the players are saying or doing. What happened today was that we could actually hear the Bangladesh team singing inside the dressing room. They have a song called Amra Korbo Joy. They were singing inside the dressing room and we could hear what they were doing and saying and screaming and shouting. That was quite rare. It's very rare to have a Bangladesh win with a lot of, with not much of Bangladeshis in the ground. But I thought that this was one of those days.